Well, thank you, Jake. Appreciate that. So, a few weeks ago, on a stellar edition of the Snake Pit, Corby shared some fascinating audio with us because he noticed that the two fart drops that we use the most on the station, and you want to play those, Ham? So those two fart drops are, not only are they popular on this station, they are the most popular farts that are used by Hollywood sound artists in movies.
They're like the Wilhelm scream of farts?
Yes. That if you need a fart in a movie, it's going to be one of those two farts.
I actually labeled one Wilhelm fart.
There you go.
In OpEx.
I wonder if that guy still, or lady, is getting mailbox money.
So, during that discussion, I let it slip, so to speak, that I have several farts still on my phone in my voice memos because in the early days of COVID, I, for a week, there was a week there where I was recording my morning bed farts.
Dave.
And group texting them to my friends to try and lighten the mood.
Right. The world needed it.
Yeah. Because, okay, so.
Would your friends reciprocate?
No.
Well, that's lame.
No, they would just react in disgust.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, either with like vomit emojis or thumbs up emojis, yeah, depending on how they felt. And so, yeah, so March 15th of 2020 is when lockdown began. And so I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 farts on my phone. And so there are 2 from April 18th, 2 from April 21st, and 3 from April 22nd.
Okay. So,
we're about a month into lockdown. Okay. And everybody's, if you can put your mind back in that headspace, everybody's going insane.
Yeah.
It's been a month with no sports, with no leaving your house except for essential services, and you're just staring at the walls around you, and you just feel like the world is ending. And so I looked up the front page of the Dallas Morning News for each of these days, just to kind of put you back, time capsule back to these moments. So, on April 18th, 2020, the above the fold headline says, "Schools stay shut, retail rules eased," and then below that, "Texas jobless rate rises to 4.7%."
Ooh.
And then there's a big story with a photo. It says 38 test positive for coronavirus at downtown homeless shelter, up to 200 staff and residents exposed. So things are not going well.
No.
And so in order to lighten the mood, I sent my friends a couple farts. So
Now, are you in bed alone when you're doing this?
No, my wife's there.
Your wife is there as you have voice memo rolling.
Yeah, as I hit record on voice memo and hold my phone in proximity to my anus.
Yeah, okay. Any reaction from her at all? Or?
Well, we'll see. Okay. I haven't listened to all of these really since then.
Okay.
I haven't really previewed these. I don't.
It'd be kind of weird if you had.
Yeah. I don't have these on a playlist.
Look at pictures of your kids or something.
Let's get these normalized here.
Yeah.
All right. So here is COVID fart number one. Oh, do you have me pulled up?
We got core issues.
Maybe it was a silent one. Holy. One more time.
Yeah, so there was a little false start.
Yeah, there's like the recon Marines.
There was a little false start, and then you can hear me stifling a laugh at the end. So let's listen one more time. All All right. And then...
What's wrong with you? And then they're...
And they're okay, where is the... where's the phone? Are you, like, right up on the...
No.
It's action zone?
It's maybe 12 to 18 inches from the danger zone.
Okay.
Bottom.
Yeah, because I don't want to get pink eye. I don't want to give myself pink eye. So here is the second entry from my voice memos on April 18th, 2020. So that, yeah, that was just a little staccato one.
Right.
Yeah, one more time.
Very different family from the first.
And then again, I am making myself laugh in the background. All right, so then we fast forward to a couple days later, April 21st, 2020. Let's return to the Dallas Morning News and look at the headlines for April 21st. Above the fold, private ERs seek federal funding. Oil futures hit historic lows.
Oh, no.
And there is a little graph that has a red line that goes straight down.
Mm, never good.
And then there is a sidebar story, 24 test positive at ICE facility.
Ooh, no good.
Yeah. And then there's a picture of Trump. And it says, as some states relax restrictions, governors call for more testing. So that's where we are at this point on April 21st. And here is the first of two COVID fart entries for that day.
That sounded like it brought butter.
Yeah.
How is there more on one day than that? One. That feels like a punch in at nine and leave at five farts. That's a full day's work.
Yeah.
Do it again.
All right. Yeah, you can actually hear my wife laughing at that one. She thought that was pretty good. All right, and here is the second entry from April 21st, 2020.
See, it's a solid fart.
Yeah, see,
I think
that that fart could become a Hollywood star.
That's pretty picturesque. Yeah, I'm with
you. Yeah, okay, so play that one, and then let me play my entry.
Yeah.
You're like a cover band.
Right? All right. Now we fast forward. These are the last three. So if you're grossed out, we're almost to the end.
Real quick. Can you do this on command?
No.
It's just after he's been slumbering.
Yeah. Okay. These are all morning farts. So just laying in bed, letting the light filter through the blinds, thinking about getting up and making some coffee and having everything that has been rumbling around in my stomach all night.
Sure.
Producing these. And so now we go to April 22nd of 2020. And we look back at the Dallas Morning News front page. $484 billion in new aid clears Senate, heads to House. Shelter order extended to May 15th. We thought we were going to get out of lockdown, and they bumped it out another month.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, and this is before everyone had completely vilified Fauci, but there is the headline, beware of double whammy this winter, CDC chief says, where he's talking about
the
how
flu.
The flu and COVID will hit at the same time. So that is the news of the day on April 22nd, and this is the first of three farts that I sent my friends to cheer them up.
It's like the Kool-Aid man.
The atom bomb.
Yeah, that one might have torn something.
We delivered the bomb. It's like it's filtered through a distortion pedal.
Right? All right, here is number two. Not number two, but the second one for April 22nd.
That's a pretty picturesque one as well.
Yeah, it has the little kind of
at
the end. Just a little squeak at the end. All right, and then here is the last one. This is the last fart that I have recorded on my phone. April 22nd, 2020.
Beefy.
Yeah, that was thick. Do you guys have a favorite?
The first one from that day?
Well, I would say the first one from the first day.
The first one from the first day?
The first fart of each day is usually the heaviest, I've noticed.
I like day two a lot.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear them again.
We'll rapid fire
all together.
We'll rapid fire through
the show with that today.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, that one.
And that is how
you were
I beat
you were the
coronavirus.
Light in a time of darkness.
That's amazing.
Yeah.